This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, January 17th, here in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium. Paul Perillo flying solo once again. You know, we hit January. It's a good time to sort of look at the offseason and figure out what you're going to do, coming up with the scouting combine and the draft. It's time to move on. But, of course, I kid. We have a very important football game coming up on Sunday, one that, as Fred Kirsch has been talking about all week on PFW in Progress, is getting a ton of buzz here in and around Foxborough. And right now, as I speak, the Patriots are getting set to board the buses and head off to the airport on their way out to Denver in what should be a memorable AFC Championship game on Sunday. And they will be doing so without one player that we know of right now. The injury report has been released, and it's not anything to get overly concerned about, but it looks like more of a precautionary kind of thing. Steve Beauharnais, rookie linebacker, did not participate today in practice, and he was listed as a DNP with an illness and has therefore been ruled out. And my guess with that is that he is not feeling well, and they do not want him on the plane potentially infecting anybody else. He has not been active very often during the course of the season, so obviously not a huge deal there. And I think that's just a precaution to try to do the best they can to maintain the health of the entire team. So, unfortunately for Beauharnais, he will not even be able to travel with the team out to Denver. There are a couple of names on here that are of dramatically more interest to Patriots fans. Three specific ones: Ryan Allen, Aaron Dobson, and Kembrell Tompkins, all three rookies. Obviously, the punter and a pair of wide receivers, all listed as questionable. All three were able to participate in practice all 3 days this week, listed as limited in all three workouts. Allen, of course, with the shoulder that he suffered against Indianapolis, sprained AC joint that caused Steven Gostkowski to have to take over the punting duties for the second half. Dobson missed that Colts game with a foot injury. While Tompkins played, he suffered a concussion in that game and is listed as having a hip and a concussion. So all three of those men are listed as questionable, but I think there's a reasonable expectation to think that all three of them will suit up to play. What that means, how much they're able to contribute, we don't know. Dobson and Tompkins have sort of been in and out of the lineup throughout the second half of the season. Their production has not been as consistent as one would like, but having both of them out there certainly is better than not. And in particular, I think Dobson has a chance to maybe make a play or two on the outside. Fred has talked about that this week as well. Maybe in the red zone, you throw one up to him, a little bit bigger of a target at 6'3". So looks like good news. Allen, Dobson, and Tompkins all listed as questionable. I would give them all a pretty good shot to play. The rest of the Patriots injury report is as follows: Danny Amendola, Alfonso Dennard, Dane Fletcher, Dante Hightower, Logan Mankins, and Shane Vereen, all listed as probable. All of those players were full participants on Friday, and all but Amendola and Hightower were also full participants on Thursday. So I would say it's a virtual lock that Dennard, Fletcher, Mankins, and Vereen will be available. And probably the way it's gone with Amendola and Hightower, you can bet both of those players will be in the lineup as well. Interesting, in their removal from the list, Danny Aiken, Kyle Arrington, and Tom Brady. Aiken and Brady sort of caused a little bit of stir on Wednesday when both were not at practice because of illness. They both returned on Thursday and were therefore removed from the list. Arrington limited on Wednesday but removed from the list Thursday and Friday with that lingering groin problem. So they're going to play as well. Right now, it doesn't look like there are going to be too many injury inactives for the Patriots. I think it's going to be more of coaches' decisions in terms of healthy scratches and guys that maybe are dealing with a little bit less in terms of health problems. But for Denver, we do not have their final report yet, but on Thursday, they list seven players in all were full participants in practice. All but one of those, Mike Adams, was also a full participant on Wednesday. Adams, the safety, was listed as limited with a thigh injury, but he was a full go on Thursday. So it looks like the Broncos are going to be healthy as well. Mike Adams, Joel Dreesen, Duke Iheanacho, Winston Justice, Chris Cooper, Peyton Manning with an ankle, and Kayvon Webster. So it looks like both teams are going to have the players that they have available. Obviously, both have been really racked with injuries this season. The Broncos lost another starter against the Chargers when Chris Harris went down, but certainly the Patriots are not going to feel sorry for Denver with all the injury problems that they have been forced to fight through. I think we've said pretty much everything there is to say about this game. We talked about it all week. We're going to continue to talk about it. Andy Hart and I, along with Mark the Beetle Bertrand, Kevin Collins will be with us on Sunday as well for the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We will kick that off at 12:45 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be joined by, I forget,
Jeff Legwold. Who's one of their more prominent writers.
Absolutely. From the Denver Post, I believe.
He's now ESPN.
Okay,
yeah.
He's an ESPN.
So he's like the Rodak of the Broncos.
So we will talk to Jeff. We have spoken to him in the past. So it should be an interesting Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, and I'll be looking forward to seeing and hearing what all of you have to say about the game. And I'm sure we'll get a lot of predictions and a lot of things that will and won't happen. But that's what Sundays are all about. Right now, it really just boils down to one big game, and that is going to take place on Sunday between the two best teams in the AFC, the New England Patriots, the number two seed, traveling to Denver to take on the Broncos, the number one seed. That's the way I think everybody would like to see it. And it should be a great game, and hopefully both teams play well, and it's one of those games that we remember for years to come. And then we'll see if we have something else to talk about on PFW in Progress when we start it up again next Tuesday. But until then, I'm going to sign off because I'm by myself and I don't really feel like talking anymore.
A little leaving on a jet plane here, John Denver.
Yeah, why don't we just get a little, Rocky Mountain High? Get it? Was he ahead of his time? Rocky Mountain High, maybe? No? Maybe?
He was.
All right. So Kevin and I will be with you on Sunday. Andy will be here. Mark Bertrand will be here as well. Fred and Eric are already on the bus getting ready to head to that airport, and they are leaving on a jet plane. And hopefully we'll have some good stuff to talk about on Sunday. Until then, peace out.
Oh, babe, I hate to go.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.